Hexeth demolishes Democrat Hirono for attack citing debunked anonymous reports. By Nick Gilbertson on January 14, 2025. Pete Hegseth, President-elect Donald Trump's nominee for Defense Secretary, set the record straight after Senator Mazie Hirono, DHI, cited thoroughly refuted anonymous reports claiming he drank on the job at Fox News. Hirono used her time during Hegseth's confirmation hearing before the Senate Armed Services Committee to peddle the anonymous reports, which a multitude of Hegseth's former co-workers at Fox News have refuted on record. "I have read multiple reports of your regularly being drunk at work, including by people who worked with you at Fox News. Do you know that being drunk at work is prohibited for service members under the UCMJ, Uniform Code of Military Justice?" Hirono asked Hegseth, presenting him with only a yes or no option seemingly designed to prevent him from pushing back on the anonymous allegations. Senator Hegseth began before Hirono immediately cut him off, directing him to answer yes or no. "Those are multiple false anonymous reports peddled by NBC News that run directly contradictory to the dozens of men and women at Fox News Channel who I worked with who came on the record and said they've never seen that," Hegseth responded. I'm not hearing the answer to my question," she said, raising a hand to her ear. One of Hegseth's former co-hosts on Fox and Friends Weekend, Will Kane, and many other former co-workers, in addition to friends and others who know him personally, came out to support him after the claims ran in an anonymous smear piece from NBC News, as Breitbart News reported. Will Kane, Hegseth's former co-host at Fox News. Dan Bongino, podcast show host. Nicole Sapphire, MD. Joey Johnny, Marine combat veteran and author. Kyle Becker, former Fox News writer slash associate producer. Brianna Morello, podcast host slash former Fox News producer. Piers Morgan, British TV host. Rob Smith, Iraq War veteran and Fox News commentator. William Case, former Fox News producer. Lisa Booth, Fox News host. Clay Travis, founder of Outkick.com. Guy Benson, former co-host with Hegseth. Carol Roth, former Blaze co-worker. Rachel Campos Duffy, Fox News host. Avita Duffy, Bongino Report host. Sarah Carter, Fox News contributor. Laura Logan, investigative journalist. Molly Hemingway, editor-in-chief of The Federalist. Tomi Lahren, show host. Jimena Barreto, aide to Senator Rand Paul, RKY. Corey A. DeAngelis, American Culture Project Senior Fellow. Leo Terrell, Fox News contributor. Graham Allen, show host. Charlie Kirk, founder and CEO of Turning Point USA. Jason Rantz, radio show host. Monica Crowley, former Trump administration official and Fox News host. John Nicosia, president of News Cycle Media. Tony Schaffer, author, intelligence operative and Newsmax contributor. Janice Dean, Fox News co-host and weather anchor. Brian Brenberg, Fox News business host. Dr. Carol Swain, author and political commentator. Kat Turd, popular conservative figure. Hegseth's attorney, Tim Parlatore, highlighted the many on the record refutations in a statement to the Washington Post last month. And the sheer number of Fox News employees who have come out over the past 24 hours on the record with their names to debunk these claims vastly outweighs the unverifiable anonymous claims that have been reported, Parlatore said.